Hello.
Hey, Randy, it's Ruben. How are you doing?
Hey, good. You?
Hey, good. I got an email from you, and then I also got an email from billing, so I don't know if that's from you or for someone else at your company.
That's Ray.
Oh, okay. So does he have a copy of that invoice or not?
I sent it along with the – I attached it to the folder.
Okay. I don't know if you have a chance to speak to him, but it just – sometimes some of these invoices, and it might be the issue, depending on your version of Adobe, it might be viewable. Another customer told me when they get it, it's completely blank. So it represents... No worries. Oh, it is. Cool. So it just represents the partial payment from June 28th to your billing cycle's on the 15th of July. That's all it represents.
Okay. I like to go through things thoroughly, and it says the payment's not received by 9/7, and I was like, well, that can't be it.
No, you're not getting charged a late fee. But then he had a question. He just emailed me. Emailed me like a few minutes ago, so I just want to make sure everyone's on the same page. It just represents
this is a payroll week, so he's knee deep in payroll. I didn't even think he would see this today. That's fine. I hadn't had a chance to talk to him about it. This was the interest that accrued. From the time
it's called a prorate. It's part of the contract. It's an interim rent. It's a period between when we fund the vendor and the billing cycle. So your first payment was July 15th to August 15th. We funded the vendor on the 28th, so that's why it's less than a full payment.
Oh, okay. Okay.
When you have a chance, could you give him a holler? I just want to make sure he doesn't think I'm like dropping the ball and ignoring his email.
Yeah, that's fine. I will.
Cool.
I'll call him right now. All right, thanks.
Thanks. Bye-bye.